Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are back now, and we do have people who do want to speak to Christopher Bolin. And we will get to your calls. Chris, though, did you want to just explain a little bit for those now, again, who have just joined us tonight, maybe for the first time on the Republic Network, and they heard you mention something about these leases that were transferred, New York Port Authority, Larry Silverstein. Tell us about Larry Silverstein, how he managed to get the control of these towers just before 9/11.
Right, that's very important. Louis Eisenberg, who is now the treasurer of the Republican National Committee, was the director of the Port Authority. And Ronald Lauder, the son of the Estee Lauder, the cosmetics man.
Yes.
Was the person who was directing the Governor Pataki's Board of Privatization. And these two men, Lauder and Eisenberg, were instrumental in the privatization of the World Trade Center property, among other properties. And they influenced the governor and the mayor to go along with this privatization. And although there was the higher bidder was a company called Vornado, like Tornado Vornado.
Yes.
And Vornado was the higher bidder, but they made it very difficult. They put a lot of obstacles in the way of Vornado, like back taxes and things like that. And when Vornado backed out of the negotiations in July, I think it was, of 2001, then the lease fell into the lap of Larry Silverstein. And Larry Silverstein got the 99-year lease, I think it was July 25th or 26th of 2001. And then he very quickly seized the lease, took it, and put down a $100 million payment, of which I think $15 million was actually his money. The rest was borrowed money. And he became the leaseholder, along with an Israeli friend of his named Frank Lowy, a Czechoslovakian Israeli who immigrated to Australia, who took possession of the retail space, mm-hmm. the mall. And these two men were very quick to insure the property for 99 years for future earnings, and these are the characters who basically had control of the World Trade Center for the 5 or 6 weeks prior to 9/11.
Only a month to a month and a half before it. These men, particularly Silverstein, were directly involved with the Likud party in Israel and Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, I believe.
Yes, yes, yes. And Frank Lowy is a former commando in the Golani, or the in a division that was involved in the war of 1947-48. But Larry Silverstein has a very interesting history, which is not widely reported. Larry Silverstein was implicated in a drug smuggling operation with people like Colin Powell and Bill mm-hmm. Clinton back in 1997. And Larry Silverstein ran a strip club called, I think it was Runway 69 or something like that, in the Bronx. Larry Silverstein has a very interesting and checkered history that has not been well reported. And you know, one has to understand that this man is very closely connected to not only the Likud Party of Israel, Ariel Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu, but he was very closely connected to Bill Clinton and to a criminal network in New York City.
Well, it all begins to add up now, the pieces of the puzzle coming together. All right, we'll take calls in just 3 minutes when we come back for Christopher Bolin, investigative reporter, and I'm Rick Adams, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back with our guest.
You Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, Chris. By the way, Chris, who was mayor of New York City at the time that these leases were changed over to Mr. Silverstein?
It was Rudy Giuliani.
Oh my!
And I thought the governor. Yeah, Governor Pataki was the governor, and he actually played a greater role in the privatization because he had established this privatization board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Governor Pataki whose wife was working for. His wife was a paid consultant for Ronald Lauder, and she was actually earning more money than the governor was for several mm-hmm. years.
No, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, and Ronald Lauder was therefore able to lobby the governor, from his wife and directly mm-hmm. to privatize this important property. And the Port Authority, it belonged to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And when they privatized it, as they privatized Stewart Air Force Base in, 60 miles north.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These two properties played key roles, obviously, in what happened in 9/11. And what really played a key role, of course, for Americans was that the fact that our Justice Department did not do a blue ribbon open investigation. Most Americans don't realize that none of these investigations that were done, whether it's the building performance reports that were done by the engineers or the NIST report or the 9/11 Commission report, none of these reports were mandated to find accountability. That is to determine who was responsible You know, they talk about the future. They talk about the...
Well, they said that. They said that up front, didn't they?
Exactly.
They said, we're not here to ascribe any responsibility to anybody.
Exactly.
And they copped out right from the beginning. It was a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's why when CNN tried to put me on the spot and say, well, who's responsible, Mr. Bullen? Who's responsible in your opinion? I say 9/11 is an unsolved crime. I wish I knew who did it. But it is an unsolved crime because in our great country of 300 million people, we have not yet dedicated the resources to examining who did 9/11.
Oh, come on. Don't you know it was Osama bin Laden in a cave?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, of course.
And now we're going to redirect all of our resources toward getting that bad man just in time for another false flag.
Yeah.
My goodness. Incredible.
And
all right.
And this is what people have to understand.
Yes.
That it has
not
been solved, and that's why my investigations are not you know done for any other reason but that it's an unsolved crime, and we need to find out what happened here because as Dr. Khalil said, for our own protection, we need to know who the terrorists are because it isn't over yet. American kids and Iraqis are getting killed on a daily basis in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we have to stop this. This is like a bad television show that's gone on for 3 hours too long.
Yeah, with no end. Now, I prefer Gilligan's Island, I'm afraid. All right. Anyway, let's take some calls now. 800-313-9443. And let's see, Rick was on the line, and now he's dropped off from Nevada. But we have Rita in Colorado next. Hello.
Hi,
Rita.
Hi, Chris. You know what? The first thing I would say, you should have a motion to dismiss on bad faith. And if they don't take your motion to dismiss on bad faith, give them a motion to decide. I'm not a lawyer, but I had 6 months in Humboldt County Jail to study the law, and I got out of jail just from my pro per studying. But one thing I noticed that I wanted to talk about, I saw that we were on Rumor Mill News. That's I'm connected to them too. Ray Allen Rusbacher spoke at my church, and then I had big run-ins with that. But on there, you said long before 9/11, a germ was planted in the U.S. defense computer system, which allowed a super user to control the network and create miscommunications, and prevented the U.S. military from defending New York and Washington on that terrible day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went in and you talked about the Yorins and Amit Yoren.
Amit Yoren. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now I just looked this February. There's a new system, and it's the development of an initial operating capability of the National Cyber Alert Systems elevates awareness and helps improve America's IT security posture, said Amit Yoren, Director of the National Cybersecurity Division.
Yes.
So you see, these same people are still there.
Yes.
These same people, and you know, it's like they know who they are. Okay.
Yes.
And you know that's sort of a problem. You know, in a lot of countries, you know, we might think bad things about it, but you know, like a Jew can't be the president of Bosnia.
Yeah,
or the director of Central Intelligence. You know, he can be the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, but we have to be able to, you know, have faith in each other, and we can't have like a this kind of mentality. You know,
right.
It's really
okay.
Now, what do you know about
Rita?
Amit Yoren?
Rita, let Chris respond now to what you've said so far.
Very good point. Amit Yoren and his brother Elad Yoren are Israeli transplants. Like Michael Chertoff is an Israeli transplant. What the Israelis did in the early 50s is that many of their highest level people came to the United States. Intelligence people came to the United States and had children here, and raised their children here, or brought their young children here, and then these children now find themselves occupying the highest levels of U.S. security. Michael Chertoff is probably the best example. This was the man who oversaw the criminal division of the Department of Justice on 9/11. That is to say, he oversaw the investigation of September 11th. And he's obviously the person who allowed those 200 Israeli suspects to be returned to Israel. And he brought in all the Arabs and said, here are your suspects, etc.
Yeah.
Amit Yoran and Elad Yoran are of a different category. They were brought in, they went to West Point, they grew up in, I think, Great Neck, New York, or Pound Ridge, New York. And these young men went to West Point, and immediately after graduating from West Point, Amit Yoran was put in a position where he oversaw security of the Defense Department's computers. I mean, you have to understand that in this day and age, the people who control computer security control the network.
No one would argue with that. Okay, Rita, thank you for your call. By the way, Rita touched on something, and I remember reading years ago about the Promise technology that allowed the government of Israel, in fact, was knee-deep in that allowed them to, without getting too technical, to plant false information into computers and then to extract. I guess they had such a thing as a trap door or something like that. You might know more about it than I do, Chris, but what it was this technology that was essentially either given to them or was stolen by them that involved incredible compromises of our security.
Yes, yes. You know, if anybody reads Ostrovsky's book, Viktor Ostrovsky, you know, he talks about when we go back to looking in the 80s when the United States bombed Libya, that what the Israelis have long been involved in is of course, masterminding signal intelligence. Even back in the Six-Day War in 1967, the Israelis were changing the communications that were being sent from Jordan to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the messages were being cooked, that the content of the messages were being changed. And so that while Jordan was losing and Egypt were losing on their side, the messages were basically being cooked and changed to say, keep fighting, struggle on, keep going, to prolong the war. Now, this is the kind of thing that Israel has done for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They have manipulated signal intelligence. They did it in 67. They did it in Libya so that, for example, communications were intercepted that appeared to be coming from Libya to implicate them in the attacks in Berlin at the discotheque.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're specialists at, and so that when we get to the 9/11, something certainly happened to the communications that were going on between NORAD and the FAA, and you know, the emergency communications that were being sent on the morning of September 11th that could have prevented the attacks in New York and Washington, failed, and this is because the communications, the computer security, was completely compromised. And the people behind the compromising of the U.S. security computers were the Israelis.
So the question comes up once again, chi bono, who benefits?
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't the Arab world that benefited. It wasn't, certainly wasn't the PLO or the Iraqi government, certainly not the Iranians. None of these people had any way of gaining from an invasion into the Middle East. Quite the contrary, they would be losers and not gainers. So the only country that seems to have gained would be Israel, directing American foreign policy through the White House, Congress, the CIA, and so on and so forth. So again, that would lead, to a very obvious trail, which would corroborate much of what we have seen about this government, especially with Chertoff right there at the head of Homeland Security, which means that Chertoff is in a pivotal position, isn't he?
Yes, Chertoff was in a pivotal position. So was Rabbi Dov Zakheim.
Dov Zakheim, yep. Yes.
And there were others. But this is it, you know. In our centralized government that we have today, you need to only have a handful of key players
mm-hmm.
in key positions, and you can dictate what will happen. This is where Dr. Qasem Khalil's book is so good, because he explains how the false terror is used by the Israelis to get what they want. And now
exactly.
they've got us, the United States, in a quagmire in the Middle East.
And our children are coming home dead. And they're all playing, who me, who you? Oh, boy, the Republicans and Democrats are finger-pointing when they should be pointed at. All right, we'll be back with more of Christopher Bolin. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And who put the yellow in the building, huh? Well, these are some of the questions that Christopher Bolin, of course, stumbled upon when some people came to him with questions and evidence about the computer rooms. And Chris, before we get back to the phone, just mention briefly now that once again, people like yourself and experts like Stephen Jones, a professor of physics at formerly at Brigham Young University, concluded that the yellow and the white glowing metal that poured from the buildings there, I guess it was 81st floor and one tower, were most likely molten iron created by a thermite reaction. And no one has ever disputed that, though the government had tried to poo-poo the idea, you remember, in the State Department website. And all they did was draw more attention to their cover-up. If anything, they had no explanations whatsoever that made sense.
Right. Well, the real real attempt to refute this was done by the NIST report.
Yes.
This is tens of thousands of pages, but if you read what they say, they discuss a great deal because, you know, they're quite good at observing, but their interpretation leaves something to be desired. But there were many what they call pressure pulses, you know, explosions, which were followed by puffs of white smoke or dust, as they call it, and then followed by a surge of molten metal. But it's very clear from the video that people have seen, the photographs that they've seen, that there were many tons of this molten metal that fell from the 81st floor of the mm-hmm. South Tower mm-hmm. in the 5-10 minutes before it collapsed. And there's no explanation. And what's interesting is the NIST report does yeah. not examine what was on the 81st floor.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they'd have you believe there were just desks
empty,
and chairs.
Empty.
Yeah, that was it. Right.
They tell you nothing. 79, 81, 82, they have nothing there. And somebody came forward and explained that there were these computer batteries on that floor.
And the Fuji Bank was involved, yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take another call. Mark in Wisconsin is next, I believe. Hello, Mark. You're on the program with Christopher Boleyn.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Boleyn, I think the last time I talked to you was on TNRLive.com, and I haven't talked to you for a long time either, Rick.
I know. Where have you been? You've been in hiding?
No. actually, I've got you on the air, too, so...
Great.
I just wanted to know if Mr. Boleyn could go through some bullet points, because many people are new to this, the links between the Israelis and 911, such as urban moving systems, the dancing mm-hmm. Israelis. They were caught in a van that tested positive for mm-hmm. explosives, mm-hmm. and Netanyahu was intimate friends with Mr. Larry Silverstein, mm-hmm. and he wrote a book, I believe it was in mm-hmm. 1984, How the West Can
yes.
Win Against Terrorism, mm-hmm. and it goes into specifics and says they wanted to split up Iraq into 3 or 4 different sectarian
right.
clans so that they could divide and conquer that country, and this is just exactly what's happened. And mm-hmm. while the Democrats and Republicans are screaming, things are out of control, they're going just the way Israel planned it.
Exactly.
And then there's the PNAC document, and several of the security companies were owned by mm-hmm. Israelis at the airports on 911.
Yes.
I really think you guys should put a series together, because you guys really know how to flesh this out. And Mr. Boleyn, thanks for your research. And I just wanted to say one thing, Rick. In the midst of this criticism of Israel, I would like to thank that Judge Silberman. He sounds like a Jewish gentleman. I'd like to thank him for standing up for Second Amendment rights for the citizens of D.C.
Yeah, it's an amazing decision, and it really is going to test the waters now for future decisions coming down. But he went right to the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and that's the only place to go. I don't know anywhere else to go. And it's very clear the meaning of the Second Amendment was not to protect the government, but to protect the individual from the government. Very clearly so.
Right.
And this is the judge that can read.
That's right. That's right. And I just wanted to make it clear to new listeners that I'm not anti-Israeli. Rick's not anti-Israeli, and I don't think Mr. Boleyn's anti-Israeli either. We're anti-criminal, and we're trying to find out what happened on 911.
Yeah, very good.
That's good.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And it's too late right now before the break to start another call, so we'll just fill, as they say, for a moment or so. People who have been ignored transparently by the media, everyone from Bill Rodriguez, the janitor, and what he heard, the explosions, and how he repeatedly tried to get media to come out and interview him, and they went out, like NBC, and then they turned around and decided they were going to snitch the story. They were going to kill the story, Chris,
mm-hmm.
the interview.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the interview because they said, hey, there's nothing new here. We've heard it all before.
Right.
Well, their viewers hadn't heard it before, and if they had, it was very scant attention.
Exactly. And what that caller just brought up was, you know, these very important points. One has to really examine the role of Benjamin Netanyahu. He wrote the book in 1986 about the war on terrorism, when this phrase was first coined. And he called for the Western democracies to basically engage in war against these Arab and Muslim countries.
Islam.
Israel. Yeah,
that's
right.
Right. Islam.
And you know, he has laid out the blueprint for what has come into what is now going on.
Indeed, it is right according to script. Okay, be right back. Last half hour, just ahead. Quick call. Get on the lines now if there's a line available. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we're back now, and we're going to go right back to the phones, Chris. But before the end of the program, I want to mention how people can get in touch with you a couple of times and help you. I know you have a book, a children's book. I know you're writing your column. You're not certainly not working for any of the major media or any independent media anymore, that's too bad.
What I'm trying to raise some money to defend myself against this this malicious prosecution.
And we will get into that in a few moments. But let's take an next call here. And that's from Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. You're on with Christopher Bolin. Mike, are you there? Are you there, Mike? We'll give you a few seconds to wend to the phone, all right? Well, maybe he'll be right back. We'll put you on again if you come back. Let's take Carl in Oklahoma now. Carl, hello, Oklahoma.
Hello, Rick and Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Chris, are you aware that Anne Boleyn was born with six fingers on her left hand?
Yeah, I know that's a myth. You know, I know she had some sort of something going on the side of her hand.
I was born with six fingers on each hand.
Oh, really?
And I've researched extensive research into the bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to contact you if there's some way that I could do so. Either I'll leave my number with the producer. or if you can put a number out where I can call you.
You can most easily contact me by going to imthewitness.com.
I don't have a computer. All I have is a shortwave radio and a telephone.
Okay.
All right, then. What we'll do is we'll have our producer take your number down, and we'll have it sent to Christopher Boland's email. How's
very
that,
good.
Chris?
Very good.
All right.
Good.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to say, though, Carl?
Yeah, that bloodline goes back through the Angevins and the Plantagenets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And those were the Norman kings and queens, the last of which that had a claim to the throne in England was Margaret Pole. Mm-hmm. Which King Henry VIII had beheaded also,
yeah.
along with her family members.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes much deeper than that, and it does get off into some biblical prophecies and other
yeah.
things as well.
Yes. Yeah.
If you may want to take a look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4.
Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk.
Yeah,
okay.
chapter 3, verse 4.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I'll leave my number with the producer.
Yeah, leave it with your producer, and then we'll get the email over to Chris, okay?
Thank you, Carl.
All right, Carl. Thank you. All right, that's fascinating. Let's see who else we have on the line now. I think we have Gloria in New York next. Hello, Gloria. You're on with Chris.
Yes, thank you, Rick. I'd like to know, Chris Boland, is he the one behind the smearing of Eustace Mullins? Yes or no?
No.
Or
no.
Do I have the wrong person?
No, you got the wrong person.
No, I'm not smearing anybody. I kind of stay away from that.
Okay, is your wife Jewish?
No. My wife is Estonian.
Okay, great.
And I know that Michael Piper's been saying some things out there that she's... No, my wife...
Well, it wasn't Michael Piper. It was just different shows, you know, but
yeah.
I just half listened. Anyway.
Well, here you are. You're asking the man, and he's answering you right
my
now.
My wife is from Estonia. Her family took the name Kaskel, although the family name was originally Klassen. But in the time of the Estonian Republic, there was a move
mm-hmm.
to Estonianize their names, and they were given a few rubles to take a more Estonian-sounding name. And it just turns out that the name Kaskel is a Jewish name, but no, that's not. She's not Jewish. She's a Estonian from the South Estonia.
Okay, well, you know what? You sound like a really great guy, and I'm going to pray
Thank
for
you.
You. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
Thank
you,
here.
Rick.
Thank you, Gloria. All right, let me at this time then, Chris, give away that people should try to, I know they can go to the website imthewitness.com, but what's the best way they can help you out in any way, financially or legally?
What's going on right now is I'm under this burden, we've been under this burden, and I really want to take care of this legal matter once and for all. I want to clear this thing up and clear my name of this malicious prosecution. So I need to raise a couple $1,000s, and if they could contribute to my legal defense fund, they can go to imthewitness.com, and they can there's at the top of the page for Chris Boland, that's my name, and there are some articles, there's about 6 articles at the top there. And by reading, click on those articles, they can find a place where they can donate to my legal defense fund. Any amount of money will help. And I just need to raise a couple $1,000s more because I'm going to take this to trial. The only way the evidence will be heard is if I take it to a jury trial. And I need to raise a total of $6,000, but I've already raised about $4,000. So I only need to raise a couple $1,000s more, and we can, you know, I'll take this through the jury process, and we'll give it the best shot we can, and try to get myself liberated from this burden, and so I can get on with my research. Because as long as this is hanging over my head, it's meant to do that. I have been really incapacitated from doing the research I need to do.
And also, I understand you have some sort of a royalty situation, or book royalty, or a book that you've written. Is that true?
Well, I have a little ABC book out there that I have written, which I am promoting and selling. It's
so there are no royalties. It's just the sale. The proceeds will go to you.
Oh yeah, the book is the little ABC book is something we printed in an exclusive printing in Europe. We printed about 1,000 copies. We have about 1,000 copies left. It's an extremely good book, and it's been donated to some of the best libraries in the United States. And it is a wonderful book that we'll be selling for many years, I'm sure. because it is one of the best ABC books that I've ever seen.
And it's for children.
It took us long. Yes, of course, it's for little children.
Yeah. All right.
It has decorated capitals and very nice illustrations. People can see a little bit about it by going to bolinbooks.com. They can see the website.
Bolinbooks.com.
Yes, and that's Bolin, B as in boy,
I was just
going to
ask you.
Right, yeah,
right. B-O-L-L-Y-N, Bolin,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Not I, but Y. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let me take a call from Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're next on the program.
Yes, hi. Yeah, quick question. I want to ask Berlin, what was all that nonsense that Piper was doing with you? I, not that I go along with it, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff he was smearing between you and, what's the other, Eric Hufschmidt.
Yeah.
And also, is he, is American Free Press, or is he a, a CIA agent or a change agent?
Well, I don't know. You know, I really
don't know for sure. That's okay.
Well, let him answer. Yeah. Let him answer now.
Yeah, I really don't know. I just do know that, you know, American Free Press, I gave them my best efforts for about 6 years. I considered it to be a good patriotic paper, and I did the best I could to try and make that paper grow. And what Michael Piper is saying about me, I don't really understand. I don't understand why they're attacking me or why he would be attacking me. They seem to be in some sort of vengeance or punishing mode. But I have nothing against them. But they're quite vigorously attacking me. I heard a show the other night. They say that I'm a foreign intelligence agent and that my wife is a Jew and this and that is. And I'm a Scientologist. It's none of it's true. None of it's true.
Oh, I believe you. Also, the other thing you mentioned, what the guy earlier talking about the stuff with the name. It's possible that name is really an Estonian name that the Jews borrowed long ago, because there's a lot of German names like Schneider, S-C-H-E-I-N-D-E-R, or S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
N-Y, N-Y, Schneider, yeah.
Well, it's N-Y, I thought that's Irish, but I know the German Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, the ones in America, especially ones in New York, are usually Jewish, but that is a German name. And if you go to Germany, people named Schneider, people named Siegel, they're German, even Zimmerman. It's just that it has two N's.
I can tell you one thing that's interesting about the Estonians, that the Estonians were slaves until about 1816 or 1860. They were enslaved, and they were basically serfs on the lands of Germans and Swedes and whatnot. And they didn't have last names, and so they wound up taking the last names of their landlord, very much like American blacks did, and slaves. And so, but the Estonian people were peasants and kept in serfdom until the middle of the 19th century.
Okay, thank you, Henry, for your call and question. And all I know is I know nothing, as Sergeant Schultz used to say. I don't really get involved. I don't want to get involved in hearing anything, because all I deal with is the issues. And the issues are important. And, you know, to me, I can't believe that people are expending so much time questioning each other, attacking each other, instead of dealing with the real enemy within. The same enemy that brought us into World War I, World War II against Germans and Japanese, and now they're doing it with the Islamicists. I mean, give me a break. Let's concentrate on the facts, and I want the same answers that you want, Chris, and that should be the important thing, you know? I mean, I'm friendly with everybody, and all I want is to stick with the issue. So, all right, let's take another call now from Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney. You're on with Christopher Bolin.
Rick, Chris,
yes.
How are you guys?
Hey, how have you been, Rodney?
I've been wonderful. I've been keeping track of Chris Bolin. I'm actually, I hope that he fights until the bitter end and hopefully come out the winner. And I'm going to pray for you, brother. Chris, you said that you're being maliciously prosecuted. Is that by the government?
Well, it's these police. They came and they attacked me in my yard, and then they
right.
charged me, which is what they usually do. If they're going to attack you, they attack you with their dogs and their batons and their electrodes, and then they have to charge you, because if they didn't charge you, they would be facing criminal charges the next morning. So the,
right.
their best line of defense is to attack you and to put charges on you, encumber you with charges, which is what they've done to me.
Right. And you know, I really believe everything you say. And as a matter of fact, this morning I was watching C-SPAN, and their topic for discussion question was, should the government have the right to lie?
Oh, yeah.
Should the government have the right to lie?
And only a national defense issues.
Right. That's a very good point because, you know, there's a long history in Chicago here of police torture, unfortunately.
Yes.
And
corruption.
Yes. And what's interesting, as I've been looking into this, is that not once in all of this long sordid history have the police ever been charged with committing perjury.
Absolutely, and I have looked at the history of the Chicago. Well, I've looked at the history of this government, federal and local, and it's very, very evil and corrupt. And anybody that studies history and read newspaper articles over the years, they know that. And Rick, I agree with you. You know, the enemy is from within.
Absolutely, yes. That's where the enemy works within.
Yes,
and yet we have people out here who are deliberately trying to cause contention amongst people who are trying to get the truth out.
And exactly.
I just couldn't help but call and tell you that, you know, this morning when C-SPAN put that topic for discussion question out, should the government have the right to lie, you know, it was amazing to me that there was a high percentage of people who called in and they had a hard time trying to explain why they felt the justification.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, you know, when you start lying, you know, that can turn into all kinds of bad things. And this government has a bad record, as this government, not just this government, but governments throughout history have a bad record for lying and getting millions and millions of people killed. And no one ever pays the price for that.
Well, now, Rodney, remember one thing in the scriptures where it says something about evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Their lies will be revealed someday, won't they?
Yeah.
Well,
and you
Rick,
know,
let me sum it up by saying, if you read Psalms chapter 5, verse 6 says, God hates the liar.
Yeah.
God hates the liar. Now, I mean, you can't get any more simple and clearer than that. So, if the government should have the right to lie, then that puts them in complete opposition to God. And so, I would say no. The government should never have the right to lie. And in the case of Chris Boleyn, I believe that there's some serious lying going on, and I just base it on the fact that the Chicago Police Department, they have had this history in the past and present of lying and picking people up and persecuting people. So
right.
I don't have a problem with the gentleman's story. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, Chris, go ahead. Respond.
Yeah. I just want to say that, you know, the reason why the lie is such a terrible sin is because the lie enables all other sins to pass. And that is why the lie is the mother of all sins, and that's what we're facing. We are living in a kingdom of lies. There are so many lies that the American people accept as truth. That's why we're in the predicament that we're in.
And absolutely, the scriptures tell us the whole world is believing in a lie. They've been deceived. The whole world will be deceived right at the very end until Jesus returns. So thank you, Rodney, for your great call. I appreciate hearing from you again. Appreciate it. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Richard in Texas now. Hello, Richard. You're next.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, why do you think the name of Rick Gidney, the colonel, or I forget his rank, the one that Colonel Don DeGran Bree said was responsible for shooting down the flight over Pennsylvania, he was one of the happy hooligans. Why do you think his name isn't brought up more, or he hasn't been called to some kind of grand jury to testify, or I don't hear anybody hardly ever speak on him.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I think he's talking about the North Dakota National Guard guy or something that they said shot down. Well, I mean, you know, clearly the what happened in 9/11 is being very much covered up. I mean, there are gag orders all around. So, you know, the evidence indicates that there was a plane shot down over Shanksville. You know, there's missiles that being seen in planes and thunderbolt planes and whatnot. And there was a passenger plane that appeared to be passing over there that apparently got shot down or whatever. But the government is not going to go there.
Right.
Our government and our media, they're not going to discuss these things. Like I said in that piece I wrote a little while ago for a Swiss newspaper, is that the truth will not be given to us on a silver platter. We have to fight for it.
Right.
I mean, the evidence is pretty clear that something like that happened, but, you know, extracting the truth from these various players involved is going to be very difficult. But we know, the evidence is very clear that plane did not crash in the field.
Okay, thank you very much, Rich. Appreciate your call. We'll be back with a final segment of the program with investigative journalist Christopher Boleyn. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com. The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Hey, and not much time, but let's see if we can squeeze in another call. And this is from D.C. No, it isn't George Bush, Chris. It's Rashid from D.C. Hello, Rashid.
How are you doing, Rick?
Okay, good. Say hello to Christopher Boleyn.
Yeah, how much time is there?
Well, we don't have more than a couple of minutes, so get right into it.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that the towers came down like a shower of water, both of them, just like a fire hydrant going up in the air, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And well, we know it was explosives that brought it down.
All the evidence would indicate it had to have been, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty well established now, but what are we going to do about it, you know?
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're on the air doing these programs.
Yeah, and I wanted to say about, you know, about Waco. If the American people stood by and watched those people get burned up, you know, get burned,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how long was it, about 50 days or so? Seemed like the people...
It went on for a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. Seemed like the people would have just went up there and, you know, a massive amount of people should have gone there and tried to do something about it and stop it, especially when we saw what was going on, what they were going to do.
Yep.
Because I saw it, I said, yeah, they're going to kill those people. They're going to burn those people
mm-hmm.
up. Yep. You know,
and they did.
They put the gas in there, talking about it, the gas wasn't harmful. And after they got it in there, they said what they had done.
And Hillary Clinton, by the way, put her stamp of approval on it with Janet Reno. And now she wants to be your president.
Not mine.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a very good point. Is that in the 60s and in other countries, the population takes a more active response to what's happening. Like I couldn't understand how George Bush and Dick Cheney could say that they were not going to investigate mass murder in New York because of a distant war in Afghanistan, which is what. And I can. If this was Rome in the first century, the people would have gone and taken the president out of the house and dumped his body in the Potomac River. But American people have been lulled into
the Colosseum anyway.
Yeah, well, no, they killed. They used to take their kaisers and throw the rivers, throw their bodies into the Tiber River. But you see, with the way that the media is today, with the television and the complacency that's been imposed on us. Mm-hmm. People are much more passive, and we have to shake that off. We have to be more active. We have to go to Crawford, Texas. We have to go to Washington, and we have to go to New Orleans. We have to stand up for our fellow man.
Well, you see what's happened to Cindy Sheehan. She's done just that. Exactly. Now she's persona non grata because she named Israel, and she's starting to make a lot of noise about who's really behind this. Now she's totally, completely censored from the media, and that's the name of the game. I appreciate your call, my friend, from D.C.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got to do something because the time is running out.
Right. Well, I agree. Right. Always have to do something, but, you know, certain things are going to happen, but we are not excused from doing nothing. We have
that's
to
right.
do what's right, and that's the thing. Thank you for your call, and I appreciate it very much, Rashid. Christopher, again, people can just, if they want to read you, they want to get your information, go to the website, right?
Yes, imthewitness.com, and my website, my webpage is on the left side of the page, the Chris Boleyn. Eric Hushman does a great job with my articles, and that's what that's where they can read my articles right now, and donate to my legal defense fund if they're so inclined.
Sure. Thank you very much, and we'll continue with the subject. And good luck to you, and bless you very much, Christopher. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. All right. That's another week, ladies and gentlemen. Lord willing, back again Monday night at 9 o'clock Central. It's going to be a nice weekend, hopefully. So we'll be relaxing and regurgitating and resurfacing Monday, Lord willing. Until then, good night. God bless. Radio Avenger says, bless you all in the name of Jesus. Good night, everyone. Yahweh blessed.